Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it's like.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And I know it's winter time right now, so, and some of you are here in Hawaii, and others are on the mainland and in other areas. So hope you're enjoying your time. Hope you're enjoying your 2017. And lots of changes are taking place, but everything looks like it's pretty positive. And today, you guys just get me. We're actually going to talk about Kauai, the Garden Isle, and go into some special places on the Isle of Kauai. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. It's one of the few islands that really, really still kept the complete Hawaiian charm. And we have it on all islands, but it's just a special, special place. And we're also going to talk about the Kauai Inn, special family-owned 48 studio room inn with over 100 years of history. John Wayne stayed there and many other people, and it's just still kept its charm. The owners are relocating. And so if you haven't been to Hawaii, I hope you listen in. And for those of you that live here, it's funny. Over the years, I've met many people that haven't been off-island, depending on what island you live on. And that's surprising, but it's reality. And in Hawaii, every single island has its own special differences. Even on, depending on which side of the island you're on, the east side is always wetter and greener, and the west side is drier on all the islands. It's really interesting. But each place has its own special character, history, and individuality, I would say. So Kauai, actually, I love it. I love it. And those of you who have seen Jurassic Park have seen shots of Kauai, Oahu, a few other places. I can't think of different scenes to be able to zero in and tell you, but it's just spectacular and very magical. Much of Kauai is filled with legend and stories from the Minnehuni little people to Captain James Cook. Many stories abound. People actually lived happily in solitude for over 1,000 years before it got discovered and turned into the place regarded as more than a tropical vacation destination. It's not. It's home to many. In less than 100 years, so much has happened in 100 years. And Kauai Inn has been around for 100 years. So can we get into that history in a couple minutes here? Except Kauai history was not ever put into the written word until the 19th century. Didn't have a written language until Western missionaries introduced English to them in the 1820s. Amazing. And then they still have petroglyphs that exist on the island. You can go to if you've never been and you're coming to Hawaii, you've got to see Kauai. A lot of the history was passed on orally from generation to generation. Of course, you still have the Polynesian, and it's just a lot of different history. It's the mana here, on Kauai. I'm on Oahu right now, but on Kauai, it's just really, really strong. Got the ancient heiaus and temples built by the early Hawaiians. It's just beautiful. They say it's over 5 million years old, one of the oldest of the Hawaiian islands in the chain. And it says the Menehune, the little people, were the first inhabitants of the island. So that's why they consider them the enlightened elder race. It's unbelievable. stone and engineering working skills. Modern Kauai, of course, has changed, but there's still a lot of legends and history and stories that you can learn about. The Menehune Fish Pond, the legends, it was funny, there are legends that the first settlers were from Polynesia that landed on Kauai around 400 A.D. Plenty of tourists come on all the time. A lot of the immigrants that came in brought plenty of new plants and animals that were not native to Kauai. So there's lots of roosters and dogs, pigs, banana, coconut trees. Coconut trees, a lot of people think they were brought in. And it's just really special. You know, when you come in and you're taking tourist activities, that's one thing. You're going to go in, you take helicopter rides, go to the falls, go hiking. But it's really interesting to go and tacos and go to some of the local spots. Which is really nice. There's a lot of spirituality, Christianity, different spirituality, many legends from years ago. So the kapu system, the kapu meaning acts or places that are restricted or forbidden, and then they range from not having your head ever to be higher than the king's, this is way back, to not eating certain foods, to not having contact with women, to not fishing. These are we're going way back. The kapu system was also responsible for the great way and insightful way of preserving and respecting the ana, which means land and other people. The Kauai still has, I'm on Oahu and quite a bit. In Oahu, we have over 1 million people. It's very commercialized. It's still beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We talked about Kailua, which is on the east side of the island, I think about a month and a half ago, and went into details on the quaint charm of Kailua. And it's all beautiful, but so much is commercialized, so much is busy, but Kauai has still kept that quiet, dumb old Hawaiiana style. For the most part. So with the respect that they've had years ago for the land and the sea, that stayed throughout history of Hawaii, and that's a Hawaiian thing too. The earth and the sea are always carefully nurtured. Never too many fish are taken, not too much land cultivated. Balance and harmony is key, and you find that on Kauai. They actually did build irrigation systems of canals and ditches that are still winding through Kauai to support the agricultural system. A lot of taro food was a lot of taro on Hawaii, in Hawaii and Kauai. And that is, I don't know if any of you who are listening on the show right now have had poi. Of course, all of you used to Hawaii have seen it, but we have so many people that listen in different areas have tasted it. Poi, I think it tastes starchy, kind of, it tastes to me, it reminded me of like paste. You know how paste we had years ago, a little thick paste in kindergarten, for example, but it's not like just paste. It has a texture. That's the texture that it reminds me of. But it has a sweeter taste. So they actually took the taro and then they pounded into poi. And it's actually healthy for you. A lot of stone working was done on Kauai. Engineering and technology was brought in. It's still, you know, Hawaii is one of the most remote occupied land on the planet. It's over 2,500 miles from the nearest continent. So Kauai, being so remote, it's interesting with Kauai. Storms seem to come through to Kauai, but we don't seem to get the vog that's coming in on different islands from the Big Island. Because it's remote in the way it sits in the chain of the islands, it was long seen as a separate island or kingdom. When King Kamehameha began united the Hawaiian Islands in the late 1700s, Kauai was the only island able to resist his force. Isn't that amazing? Although it's tiny compared. And finally, in 1810, after many, many threats from Kamauili, then ruler Pai voluntarily did cede Kauai to Kamehameha to avoid any further fighting and bloodshed. So finally, but we're looking at, you know, here it's 2017, and that finally, they fought it off from the late 1700s until 1810. amazing, how the power of getting properties. But so it's always, I think everybody that lives on Kauai too, you'll find it's just so much more laid back. There's lots of opportunity as far as if you're in real estate, it's a smaller island, but you can sell on other islands. It's a lot of opportunity for tourism. So then Kauai, though, when it says the history of Hawaii takes a fateful turn, it was discovered by Captain James Cook. When he arrived with two sailing ships, he set anchor in Waimea Bay, and the first steps on the Hawaiian soil were in Kauai in 1778. It further explains, I guess they left 1778, and then they came back and went to the Big Islands. He went to Big Island in 1779. Unfortunately, Captain Cook was killed shortly after. On a small boat on the north shore of the Kalakeo Bay on the Big Island. Anyhow, Kauai's history was drastically changed at that time. They tied in the Western trade and immigrants and the missionaries with the locals. What they said back then, unfortunately, some disease also came into the islands because it was brought out from the Western world. Typhoid, measles, flu, a lot of the native population was taken, they said almost 80% just because of this from, you don't think about it. Today, we all fly all over the world, and we do hear about, dengue fever is more on the east. I hear about that more in the Philippines or other areas, but you do hear about the mosquito and the Zika virus and different viruses. So even though we're so modernized now, we have the vaccinations and, people still get sick and that back then, think about, you're coming in from another area, bringing in these viruses, and there's not much to protect them. So that's unfortunate, really unfortunate. So after he united the islands, King Kamehameha died in 1819, and his body was still pretty much, Queen Kahumanu persuaded the new King Kamehameha II to end the Kapu system that has governed the islands for centuries. And that was a huge concession to Western thinking. A lot of things change when you go back in history. And I know different people, when you hear history, some will say, well, that didn't happen in my family, this didn't happen here. But it's very interesting when you look back at the careful care that the islands, the land, and the sea were given by the Hawaiians, not too much, in moderation, and how things changed. So you can kind of see where there's this part where people get upset with foreigners coming in, but then there was also a lot of good things that come in. So a lot of good that comes. So the missionaries, though, did bring reading and writing, and they landed in Kauai in 1820, and a lot changed. So missionaries converted Kamehameha II and Kahumanu to Christianity, and seeing a golden opportunity, a lot of the heiau and sacred sites were destroyed, which is unfortunate. Many churches were put up, and I'm Christian, and I love God, but it's just sad that some of the heiaus were removed. We still find them on the islands, on all the islands, but it's far and few between. So then Kapiolani, the high priestess, publicly proclaimed Jehovah as her God also, and Pele, the goddess of fire, is so funny. We talk about Pele saying they didn't really do anything about it, but it's just funny. A lot of Hawaiians converted as well. So you have a big mixture. And this is on all the islands, but especially in Kauai, it changed. And with the Western world coming in and Western government, land ownership, they had communal land, got divided into three tiers for royalty, government, and for the people. Believe it or not, we still have leasehold land here in the islands. And people that are in the United States and the mainland aren't that familiar with leasehold. There's leasehold, leasehold land still on the East Coast in part of the 13 colonies, Maryland's one, but very little. But here in the islands, there still is leasehold land, although not as much as there used to be. But by 1850, foreigners were allowed to buy land. And then, boy, did they buy. Kauai experienced a huge agricultural boom near the end of the 19th century, and sugarcane, pineapple, and other crops were being grown on the islands, bringing a flood of immigrant workers from, guess where? Japan, China, and the Philippines. And then they brought in their wide array of customs, cultures, religious beliefs, and food, yummy food, all kinds of food here. We've got all kinds of food that many that still blend in today and mesh and make it a very, very diverse place that it is today. So, but with the Western trade, the foreigners, we've got things coming in, illnesses too. That, unfortunately, a lot of people were butting heads with the Hawaiian royalty. So a lot of different things happen. We won't go into all of it, but it's just we have a big military presence, but Kauai doesn't, most of the military presence is on Oahu. So that's, of course, we've got base in Pearl Harbor. We've got four bases on Oahu. At this time, way back, Hawaii didn't become the 50th state. Well, 49. We've got the 49th state. I'm sorry, and then in Alaska, we've got the 49th state. That didn't come in until much, much later. So, in 1898, Hawaii was annexed, and then of course, 61 years later, it became a regular state of the United States. A lot of people don't consider it that. Everyone calls it the mainland, the other states the mainland, but it is. And it's so funny to me, knowing that Hawaii is a state, the 50s was that Hawaii and Alaska came in last. It's so funny to me when even on the mainland where people say, you're going out of the country or you're going here and not realize, it's just, you'd be amazed. I'm surprised, but I always laugh when people tease about it not being, and some of them are serious. So anyhow, Kauai has such natural, beautiful history and lands. So you think about it. Kauai, they say, is over 5 million years old, and the Big Island's only about 500,000 years old, which the Big Island's huge, and the Big Island's still making more land. But that just gives you an idea of what we've got. So I want to, some of the history, I want to talk a little bit about the Kauai Inn. The Kauai Inn is spectacular. It's been around for over 100 years. Now, when Iniki came in the early 90s, it was purchased by the McKnights, and the Iniki did a lot of damage, so they had to renovate it for over the next 7 years. But stepping back in a little bit of Hawaii history, the Kauai Inn is set on 3 tropical acres at the end of Naweliwili Bay. The Plantation Inn was the first on Kauai and retains an old Hawaiian charm. It's spectacular. You can go there and you can stay in other places and, but this just has so much charm. It was the first hotel on Kauai when John Wayne and the cast of Donovan's Reef relaxed poolside talking with guests. The Kauai story began in 1890, the Kauai Inn, in 1890 when it opened as the Fairview Hotel, before travelers stayed with residents. The Fairview became the Hotel in 1925, Lihiu. And in 1935 became the Kauai Inn with a total rebuild of new rooms, pool, and a restaurant by the new owner. Matson Navigation. For those of you in Hawaii and California, you're very familiar with Matson. Not everywhere else, but they have the big shipping, I'd call it a shipping industry. They ship massive amounts. So was the owner in 1935. Reservations were by mail or overseas cable. Can you imagine? Marketing was tough. So in the 1950s, a luau was hosted for 150 travel agents. At that time, a room with all meals was only $5 a day. The inn was a place for beauty pageants, high school proms, and special dining. So just imagine the energy still is around the Kauai Inn. It's just spectacular. And the owners, the McKnights, were so brilliant in keeping the charm, upgrading, but still keeping that charm. How we go in and we with a koa and with all your gardening and everything just beautiful. So the Kauaian was moved to Kalapiki Beach in the 60s. In 1999, it underwent a $3 million renovation, and right after that, it was hit by Iniki. Those winds were up to 225 miles an hour. Iniki did hit. When you look at the chain of the islands here, the Kauai is in the path where Iniki hit Kauai harder than anything else. The Mike family purchasing the hotel, it had no roofs. After years and just a few workers, they actually moved buildings, refurbished wood floors, and brought the historic Kauai Inn back to life. At most times, the work crew was no more than one or two hired workers along with the McKnight family of five, Tom and Jamie, with children Tony, Aaron, and Megan. The inn is still family-run today. All guest rooms have microwave, refrigerator, 27-inch flat-screen TV, air conditioning, and it includes a continental breakfast. There is a lovely pool, too. Even though so many people go down to the oceans and get down and start, when you get into, if you're just coming to visit, are going to go and take in all the local attractions. So every guest is special to this fourth generation. That's not that many owners when you think about it. And I'm going to go back through the history a little bit. So right now, the McKnights are planning on retiring. So the Kauai Inn is up for sale. And I don't think it'll last long. It's absolutely spectacular. I'm going to go through the moments of history, not even get into a break because I don't need a break, and we're going through there pretty fast. So in 1890, newspaper articles starting the original Kauai Inn called the Fairview Hotel at the time it opened in 1890 and was ran by a Mr. Spitz. Before the hotel was built, travelers relied totally on residents. And then later it was known as the Lihi'u. I know how to say this totally, and I'm just tongue-tied today. I don't know why. Lihi'u Hotel. In 1925, the hotel, originally the Lihi'u Hotel, known as the Fairview, opened. And in 1935, it was beautiful with tropical garden scenery and poolside lanai. In 1940, the reservations could only be mailed by mail or overseas cable. We are so spoiled today to have the internet and travel agencies and all types of activities, and it's at our fingertips, and we get such discounts. It's such a different world. It's so nice to step into the Kauai Inn, though, and feel like you're going back in time, yet still have all our modern conveniences that we're spoiled with, but be able to just feel it and think back and think what the people were thinking and on your journey there. Because it's a small island, so you can get from one point to the other very quickly. In 1950, there was a luau held for 150 travel agents hosted by the Kauai Inn, which offered a room with all meals for $5 a day. The extravaganza, I can't believe I'm losing my words today. This is weird. Was held in the Kauai Inn pool area with blossoms floating on the water surface. So imagine today, extravaganza. There I go. Imagine today when you're doing your marketing and you have a business and you're sending out the flyers and the emails and the advertising, maybe putting together a function, actually having 150 travel agents come in all the way to Hawaii, but they had a blast. The gift lanai at the Kauai Inn featured an ad of the latest trends during the 50s. The advertisement would show bathing suits for $6.95 and sundresses for only $4.95. Special sales. Beautiful. And muumuus. In 1956, the Miss Kauai contest was held at the Kauai Inn's pool lanai and the Kauai High School gym. So they actually had beautiful. They had the whole contest, personality contest. So different nowadays. In 1991, the Kauai Inn was finally finished after nearly $3 million was invested in years of renovations. The new pool, finished landscape, and remodeled buildings helped to enhance the Kauai Inn's tropical atmosphere. an advertisement for room specials started at, this is in 1991, $69, and for $10 more, you could receive a rental car. Wow. And they called it the Aloha Spirit Package. Old Hawaii, the Kauaian. I love it. It's just so spectacularly special. There was a magazine article in 1992 that discussed all the amenities. You can even see rainbows in the background. Obviously, a year after renovations, Kauai was hit by Ohiniki. It's one of the worst hurricanes in its history. It had winds of up to 225 miles an hour at Papkukie. Owners of the Kauaian were devastated by the disaster. Soon after, Tom and Jamie McKnight found themselves owners of the hotel, which didn't even have a roof at the time. So in 1993, they immediately went to work on the Kauaian. Buildings were moved further apart to take advantage of the 3 acres. New foundations were poured of concrete, while plastic tarps served as temporary roofs until the time allowed for the construction of the new ones. In 1994, heavy machinery was purchased to help aid in the massive construction of new roofs, landscape, plumbing, and electrical. In 1995, Tony McKnight, one of their eldest sons, replaced his old walls with new ones, aided by assistance of some hired help. At most times, the crew was no more than one or two hired workers along with the McKnight family of five, Tommy, Jamie, and children, Tony, Aaron, and Megan. It took 7 to 10 years to complete it. Wow. So they just did it, and they're very good at what they do. So in 1997, this is beautiful. I love that. The wood floors were kept and refinished along with redwood trim and crown molding, which was recycled and refinished, displaying the Kauaian's depth and history. So they did it. They kept the charm. And nearly a decade later, it opens 24 of its 48 units in 2001. And they had a huge art on the garden aisle. And it looked spectacular between the keeping the Hawaiian a charm, having everything updated, pool right in the center. Such a beautiful place to stay and still today. 2003, over a decade later, when they started working, it was fully functioning with 48 units. There is so much more to go over with Kauai and that. There's so many activities and attractions. There's just never enough time when we do this on the show, so we always just give you some information. The Kauai Inn is centrally located. It's tucked away on 3 acres, as I mentioned before, where Naulili Bay meets the Hualalea River. And it's only 3 miles from the airport by Naulili Bay Beach Park, near Kalapiki Beach. You can access and enjoy activities, golf, shopping, surfing, swimming, kayaking, boating, snorkeling, helicopter riding. It's a perfect, perfect place to stay. It's very affordable, too, if you compare it to other hotels. Kaimaainas can come in and get kaimaaina rates. It'll take your breath away. It really will. You can explore the Napili Coast by boat or helicopter. Take a riverboat tour down Wailua River to the dramatic Fern Grotto. You can choose charter fishing trip if you'd like out of Naulili Bay. Hike up to Hanakipi Ayut Falls. You can go to Pukia Golf Course or kayak, Hulaea River. There's, movie sites. There was, I was mentioning Jurassic Park before. Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, and many more. There's just so much to see, but it's really relaxing. So if you come to Kauai and go to Kauai, I think it'll be one of your favorite islands to visit if you've never visited Hawaii. Very, very easy to do it. Very easy. Some of the things, we're almost finished today. Just a quick show I wanted to. A lot of people are racing to get to Hawaii since it's cold on the mainland and other areas. And a lot of tourists come in the wintertime. There's quite a lot to do. National Geographic recognizes Kauai as one of America's best adventurous towns. the bay, the center of history, present day. If you're going back 5,000 years, coming up to the present, mixing it in, but still it's so small that the Kauai Inn is just a couple miles from many activities. So you can surf, swim, snorkel, kayak, hike, do all kinds of things, go fishing, do all kinds of things. There's also the Kauai Museum, Grow Farm Homestead Plantation, to catch up on the history, sugarcane history, ride the sugar train at Gaylord's Plantation. Golfers, if you love golfing, this is some of the best golf to offer. Poipu Bay Resort has great golf, Pu'akea, Kauai Lagoons, so many places to go to. You can do zip lining if you like to do zip lining. There's a company called Outfitters Kauai that we do zip line treks, jungle waterfall hikes. That's so fun. Biking expeditions, paddle boarding, kayak tours, sealer fishing charters. You want to just book those ahead of time. There's you can also do four-wheelers. If you want to take four-wheelers, there's scenic jungles, valleys, and mountains. Picnic out there. Go to the waterfalls and swim. And so there's so much, I mean, that I can tell you, fill you in, all that. Waimea Canyon, though. I remember going, taking the helicopter with my son way back, and we're going into the canyons, and I think, oh, gosh, they get close. They get pretty close to the sides. You know, I thought the helicopter blades were going to hit it, but they didn't. It's just, it's so spectacular. And you still can have a lot of the local Hawaiian food there, too, which is really nice. You can see some live shows with hula shows. And so depending on how much time you have to come to Hawaii, I definitely recommend you really need to stay 10 days to 2 weeks, but if you only have a week, Hawaii is definitely recommended to go to, too. It's just absolutely spectacular. And so those of you agents and brokers that want information, Kauai Inn is for sale. And it's going out to the network also, Worldwide Network, and Proxio, FEOPSI, Realty Universal, RESIS, Global Agent Network. So many of you on here listening, your agents and brokers are familiar with what we're doing when we do the co-listings, et cetera. So just contact us and we can send you the information on it because it's actively for sale. Beautiful situation. The owners will also do some owner financing. So, of course, radio at realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com and fill out a contact us. Or many of you already know us and know how to reach us and contact me directly to my cell. It's 808-778-6578. Beautiful. You hate to see – I just hope that the new owners are going to keep the charm and not turn it into the modern Art Deco, et cetera. Not that modern isn't good. It's wonderful, but it's just so nice to still keep the Hawaii charm, Hawaiiana charm, and the local flavor. And it's just night and day. It's like going back in history. And, you know, you have such great mana here. There's such the land is beautiful. The weather is spectacular. Very peaceful, very invigorating, whether you're going to live on Kauai or just visit Kauai. And so I hope the new owners do keep the charm that the current owners have kept. And the actual love that's gone into this property. It also can be condominiumized if somebody wants to look at that for developers out there. And you guys, you know, talk to everybody too as well. So just want to mention that that's possible. Except I think the highest and best use is definitely the hotel, the inn, but it can be done. Well, guys, this is it for today. And hope you're enjoying your weather wherever you are out there. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.